Task A14 to A19. You'll hear a conversation between two friends, Tim and Kate, about books. Decide if each sentence, A14 to A19, is correct or not correct. You'll hear the recording twice. You now have 30 seconds to look at the questions.
Now we are ready to start. Hi, Kate. You don't seem to be very happy. What's happened?
Oh, nothing much, Tim. It's just that I have so much work to do that I won't have time to watch my favourite TV programme today.
That's a pity. Did I tell you that I don't own a TV at all?
Really? Why is that? Are you as busy as me and also don't have time to watch TV?
Well, I am busy. But I don't watch TV for another reason. I think that it makes people sillier and lazier. I try to read an enormous amount of books instead.
Yeah, me too. But I like listening to books rather than reading them.
Well, I don't mind listening to books really, but I like to hear the voices myself, rather than listening to someone else's interpretation of the voices.
Yes, I agree it can be a bit strange to hear how other people interpret the characters, even if the stories are read by professional actors. But that's why I think audiobooks are great for books that I've already read, not for the first time of experiencing a book.
I tend to pick up audiobooks mainly when I'm travelling or driving long distances. I don't think I would ever choose just to sit down and listen to an audiobook at home.
Really? Don't you think it's comfortable to lie on your cozy sofa, listening to your favourite novel?
Well, I would agree that it's comfortable to lie on the sofa, but I prefer doing it holding my favourite book in my hands.
You mean you still prefer a printed book?
Yeah, I'm old school. I like the look of the text on a printed page.
Well, I prefer e-books. You can download any number of books you like, and you can store them without any problem.
Yes, I have to say that having too many books is a real problem for me in my tiny room, but I've found a way around the problem. I only put my favourites on the shelves. You know, the ones that are dear to me and which I know I'll reread. If I think that I'm only going to use a book once, then I try to download it and keep it in electronic form instead.
You have a point there. I think it's worth trying.
You should also take into consideration the price. When you download e-books, they could be 80% cheaper than those you buy in a bookshop.
Oh, I know. That's the biggest motivation, even more than space.
You have 15 seconds to check your answers. Now you will hear the text again. Hi, Kate. You don't seem to be very happy. What's happened?
Oh, nothing much, Tim. It's just that I have so much work to do that I won't have time to watch my favourite TV programme today.
That's a pity. Did I tell you that I don't own a TV at all?
Really? Why is that? Are you as busy as me and also don't have time to watch TV?
Well, I am busy. But I don't watch TV for another reason. I think that it makes people sillier and lazier. I try to read an enormous amount of books instead.
Yeah, me too. But I like listening to books rather than reading them.
Well, I don't mind listening to books really, but I like to hear the voices myself, rather than listening to someone else's interpretation of the voices.
Yes, I agree it can be a bit strange to hear how other people interpret the characters, even if the stories are read by professional actors. But that's why I think audiobooks are great for books that I've already read, not for the first time of experiencing a book.
I tend to pick up audiobooks mainly when I'm travelling or driving long distances. I don't think I would ever choose just to sit down and listen to an audiobook at home.
Really? Don't you think it's comfortable to lie on your cosy sofa listening to your favourite novel?
Well, I would agree that it's comfortable to lie on the sofa, but I prefer doing it holding my favourite book in my hands.
You mean you still prefer a printed book?
Yeah, I'm old school. I like the look of the text on a printed page.
Well, I prefer e-books. You can download any number of books you like and you can store them without any problem.
Yes, I have to say that having too many books is a real problem for me in my tiny room. But I've found a way around the problem. I only put my favourites on the shelves. You know, the ones that are dear to me and which I know I'll reread. If I think that I'm only going to use a book once, then I try to download it and keep it in electronic form instead.
You have a point there. I think it's worth trying.
You should also take into consideration the price. When you download e-books, they could be 80% cheaper than those you buy in a bookshop.
Oh, I know. That's the biggest motivation, even more than space.
You have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the task.